this. Ein harosh poite b'nefolim. Shno, the head comes out, mother gives birth to the babe, and just the head comes out, even though usually we hold the head alone, it's called a leda, but it's not a leda from the nefolim. The kid like comes out dead, so just the fact the head came out, that's not called a leda yet. The head goes back in again, and then she gives birth to another kid. The second kid is called the bechor, not the first one. She says, "My time. What's his reason?" The pasuk says, "Kol asher nishmas ruach chaim biyapov." Whoever nishmas chaim in his bapim, in his nose, as if to say, "Kol heichod nishmas ruach chaim biyapov." If he has life in his nose, means the head's alive. Hu dechor shabreisha. Then the head is called something. Bapim means then the head is a choshev aleidah like. But iduch lechoshev reisha. If the head comes out dead like by a nefil, so that's not called a leida. That's shmul chiddush. So if the kid comes out, just the head comes out, and then the head goes back again, that's not called a leida at all. So we're still asked the question: is that true? Tanan learned in our Mishnah, haborach and nefolim. If the second kid comes out after first the nefil came out, and what was the case? Sheyotza roisha chai, that the first head came out. The nephil's head, it was only a seventh month of a baby in the stomach, but his head came out, he was alive. Or else, or then Tisha Shiyotza Rosh Mace, or else it was a 9 month old baby, and his head came out dead, and then the head went back in again, and then a second kid comes out, so we said that second kid is not called a Bechor Lakuna, there's no dead pinyin aben, because he's not called Keter Rechem. So Mer says, Ketani means what we learn here, Roshay. Mashma, just because the head came out, that's called the leida, and therefore the second one is not called a peter rechem, it's not called a bechor lakuna. Samar says no. According to Shmuel, my roisha. You know what the Mishnah means to say roisha? The head came out. It means roishay rubai. It means to say the head and most of the body, not just the head alone. It means the head and most of the body came out. Therefore, it's called the leida. Therefore, the second one is not called a peter rechem. Samar says it's so. The listening rubai, the Mishnah should have said that. The Mishnah should have said rubai. Smar says true. Bidinu really the boiler le misni rubai. Really, the Mishnah should have said rubai. Most of the body came out, but the idea to call boiler misni sefer. Since it wants to say in the sefer of our Mishnah that the case is what's going to be ben tisha shiyotz roish mace. A kid with a kid, the baby's a 9 month old baby, but that comes out mace. So then we say the second one that comes out, he's called a Bechor Lanachlo, but not a Bechor for Kuna. Now, Taima de Rosh Mace. Why is the second one called a Bechor Lanachlo? Because the first one's head came out a dead Mace. Therefore, the father's not doubled. He doesn't worry about it. Haroshechai, but if the first head, the 9 month old baby, would have come out alive, then that's called a complete Leda. And the father is even Dovolov. And therefore, Abu Akrav, even though his head would go back in again, and another baby, the other twin, will come out first. Is Abu Akra Bechor Lanachlo Namalo Heve. So the second kid now will not be a Bechor at all. Not for Nachlo and not for Kuna. So that's why the Mishnah wants to say the Loch of Reishoi. Tona Reishoi Nami Reishoi. That's why in the Reishoi also talks about the mace, it also says the head, or talks about the chai. But really it's lav davka the head alone, or there it means even Rubai. Just here it says Reishoi alone, because it means all this Chiddush. That's only because it was a mace. But if it would have been a chai, then the second one is not a bechor at all. Gemara says, so, well, that's the pshat, that is only for the diyak. So my kamashmulon, like, what are you teaching me? What's the whole diyak going to teach me? My kamashmulon, what are we going to hear from this diyak? That the chiv and the mapik le resha, as soon as the kid comes out, his head comes out, and he's alive, heavy leida, it's called a complete leida. If like a ben kayama, 9 month old baby, puts out his head, that's called a complete leida. So Mar says, Tanini will learn that. He's learned the Mishnah in Chulin already. That Hoitzi Roishoi. Let's say the kid puts out his head. Here's one of the Behema. Behema put out his head. Alpha P Shechz, even though he puts his head back in again. And then you Shech the mother. So Reze Kilud, it's called like the kid was born already. And the Shechit the same does not help for the kid. So what do you have to say it again? What do we need the Deacon our Mishnah for? So Mar says, yes, maybe there's a big difference. Tachitem, maybe I'll tell you, Ashmin and Behema. There in the Chulun is talking about a behemoth, and here it's talking about an Adam. And I'll tell you, the Yodim of Behemoth will yell, because I'm not one from the other. Why? The Yodim of Behemoth, if it were just say by a behemoth, that's called the Leda, the head, I would not know by an Adam also. Why? The less lay praise there. Because by a behemoth, there's no praise there. Therefore, when the head comes out, you can almost see it. So that's called a leida. But by regular isha, where there's a proizda there, there's a vagina there and inside, that even the head starts to come out, you can't see it so well. So maybe there it's not called a leida yet. So that's why in the Chiddush in our Mishnah, even by an isha, by an odom, it's also called a leida. And the opposite way, Tehema meyodom leyafa. We would just said our Mishnah, I would not know behema. Mishum dechort, dechoshiv, parts of ponim de day. Because by a person, I'll tell you, his head is very choshiv. The head means the whole body. So if when the head of an odom comes out, that's called a leida. But if the head of a behema is not so choshiv, so I would not know by a behema. So if I need both mishnayos and here in the Mishnah in Chulin. So if it's not a kasha, why our Mishnah has to say a deed teaches this chiddush that if the head would have come out chai, enechnami, that's called a gezunta, that's called a real leida. Yeah. Yeah. So the Marno, we learned this also, we learned that Yotso Kedarkoi, if the behema comes out, the baby comes out normally, Mish Yotso Roiv Roishoi. If most of the head comes out, that's called a leida. So Rashi says, there's a Gemara, Namitinin, there's a Gemara in Behema Makasha, about a behema. The Roitzi Uba Roishoi, Bishash Chita, Imoi Herezek Yulud. No, that's more before. Rashi says no. Hanamatin here more means Gabi Odom, Masechtanida. That means Shiyotza Roiv Roisha Heavy Yulud. The Afilo Vachzirov Lenolad Aliacha Kuf Yomim Choshev Yulud Miyam Rishon, the Chashvin Le Yimei Tumma Vatayra Miyam Rishon. That's the Gemara Nida. So that's more now. That Hanam, we learned this also now, Hanamatinina. They learned Yotza Kedarkoi, if a baby comes out normally. So Mishiyotza Roiv Roishe, once most of his head comes out. Fiyezel Roiv Roishe, what's considered most of the head? Mishiteitze Padachtoi. As soon as his forehead comes out, that's called a leida. And from then on, the mother has to start keeping her Tumah V'Tahira, as if she gave birth then. And she's Tameh for a boy, it's 7 days. For a girl, it's 14 days. So kids, we learned already once that if the head comes out, it's called a leida. So, what do we need the Diyak of our Mishnah for? So, our Mishnah is not teaching us a Diyak, but our Mishnah, when it says Reisha, it means the head Mamish. So, if so, when our Mishnah says the head, even of a mace, Mashma, the head of a mace is also called a Leida. And so the Gemara says, Tiyufta di Shmuel, Tiyufta, Sachakashan Shmuel. That Shmuel said that if an Uber Nefa comes out, the head is not called a Leida. And there we see, yes, even though it's a Nefa, from our Mishnah, it's Mashma, no, that even though the behemoth is the mace, for as long as the head comes out, that's called a leida. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Shimon ben Lokish, Padachas Pateras Pachol Mokom, that when the forehead comes out, that's called a good leida. Pachutz min anachla, but by nachla it's not enough. If just the forehead comes out, that does not give him a din bechor to take two portions. Why? My time, what's the reason? Yakir Omer Rachmona, Torah's mashmah by bechor, we have to be able to recognize him. And you can't recognize a kid until more than just the forehead comes out. You need the whole face to come out to recognize the kid. That's Rosh Lakish. For if Yechonon Amar no, Afilu L'Nachlo, Bechol Makom, even L'Nachlo also, L'maisa, the kid comes out, for the head comes out, even though just the forehead, most of the head comes out, that's also called the Bechol even L'Nachlo. Now the Gemara says, Bechol Makom Asu Yimai, that we say Loshin is that Padachtes Pateres Bechol Makom, what does it come to include? Lav lesuya hod tanabon. That's what we learned. Learn like this: Giyoris sheyotza padachas uvlado biyoyse nochris. Let's say it was a giyoris. She was pregnant, and the head came out. The baby, the head came out. Mashtul goy biyachak kachnis gairo, and then she became a Jew. The locher is ain noistan law. You may tumah v'may tayro. She doesn't have any alochas of tumah v'tayro. So you let this. But since the head, the forehead, came out when she was still a goy, it's considered like she gave birth when she was a goya. And a goya has no tumah v'tayra. And therefore also, v'yeinu mevi'a korban leida. She does not have to bring a korban leida, because it's considered like she gave birth when she was a goya. That's also like this Rabbi Yochanan, that when she gives birth, as long as the forehead comes out, that's called a leida. Well, even though Rosh Lakish also agreed to this. Rosh Lakish on Yagis Vilchas Nachla, he says, that for Nachla you have to have the whole face, it can be makarit. But not for Nachla, it's time for Hilchus Leida. He also agrees that as soon as the head, the padachas, comes out, that's called a birth. Meis, we have a question. Vidashni says, Yakir Zuha Korosponim. Pasuk says, by Bechor Yak, you have to recognize him. What's called recognize him? That's called a korosponim, recognize the face. V'yezi korosponim, what's called recognizing the face? Parts of ponim imachoitim. That means you have clearly the whole face with the nose. So, l'chur you see, not like Rish Lakish. L'chur you see like Rish Lakish here. That Yakir means you have to see the whole face with the nose. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's enough the forehead alone. So Mora says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, t'ni learn here ad hachoytim. Means you have to have the forehead down until the nose, but not more. So even Rabbi Yochanan is good according to Rabbi Yochanan also. Just means up until the nose, but not included. Torah Shema, come in here. It says, ein mi'idim elo parts of ponim im hachoytim. So you want to say, edus, the most case a husband died, and you want to come back and tell edus to the wife, I saw your husband is dead. So how do you have to say this? You have to see his parts of ponim, his face, im achoytim, with the nose. So again, mashma not like Rabbi Yochanan, mashma you have to see, recognize the face also, the whole face. So Moses says, no, according to Rabbi Yochanan again, to me learn, ad achoytim is nothing to see until the nose. So there's no kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. Torshma coming here, it says, padachas below parts of ponim. Padachas means the head without the face, without the rest of the face, whereas parts of ponim below padachas. Ein midah, you can't say that. We only see half. You can't say this that you know that man died. Unless you could see both the forehead and the face. Im achoytim with the nose. And the Yom Rabbi, we tell me of kind of micro. Where's the pasuk with this? It says a pasuk in Shayo hakoros ponim onsim bom. Onsim like edus, like the edus. You have to have a koros penaim. You have to be able to see the whole face. So goes a kashin of Yechonon. Here you have to see. You have to be able to recognize the whole face. Smor says shani edus isha. The Yachmav Rabbanan could be Rabbi Yochanan agrees that by Edis Isha, if you want to come and say Edis that you saw the husband is dead, there it's only good Edis if you see his whole face. But if a Bechor Yakir, it's enough if you can just recognize the forehead alone. So I'm asked the question, is that true that there's a Chumra by Edis Isha? For the Gemara Miach Mira, we Machma by Edis Isha, if you're tonight going like this, Hochzako Liyois, Masiyam Eid Mepiyed, Hochzako means we believe by Edis Isha, an aid mipiyed, even though you didn't see the husband nice, just somebody else told you. You're allowed to tell the wife, I heard that your husband died. Ros isha mipiyevin, never could tell nisha. Mipishiv, get it from a shivcha. So see, they made a lot of coolers here by isha. So Marin says, kiya kila rabbonin b'soifa. Where would rabbonin makeol b'soifa? That means by the aidus itself, whoever comes and tells us, they saw him dead. But b'tchiloso, when you first come to see the Edis, whoever sees the mace, how much of the mace do you have to see? They'll kill Rabban, the Rabban will not machmir. And the other Rabban said, what's called an Edis? Only somebody that saw the whole face of the mace. You have to see his forehead and his face. So kids, it won't be a kasher and a biyachanan. Here the Rabban will machmir, the Edis ishom, you have to be able to see the whole face. But for the din of a bechor, yakir, dear, it's enough just to recognize the forehead. For your boy, another pshat could be, I tell you, enough mem zayin. Is that Yakir Lechud, the Yakoros Ponim Lechud. And the Pasuk by Bechor says the word Yakir, there it's enough just to be able to recognize.